IBM Podcast.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are listening to this. My name is Violet Le, and I'm the Marketing Manager for Business Agility for WebSphere. On February 21st, IBM announced our IBM Mobile First offering, the most comprehensive mobile solution portfolio in the industry. Based on nearly 1,000 customer engagements, 10 mobile-related acquisitions in the last 4 years, and a team of thousands of mobile experts and 270 participants in wireless innovation, IBM Mobile First offers an array of solutions that helps business connect, secure, manage, and develop mobile network infrastructures and applications. As part of our launch effort, we're looking at how mobile applies to different industries, the business drivers, the challenges, and the opportunities. With me today, I have Chris Schmidt, the WebSphere Marketing Manager for Government. Thank you for joining me today, Chris.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, Government, tell us, why mobile and why now?
I realize that I'm a little bit biased, but to me, no other industry really has the impact on people's lives like government does, from taxes to social services to food safety to leaving your house and walking down the street. Directly or indirectly, government impacts people's lives every day. And while in many cases, good government goes relatively unnoticed, the streets are safe, the water works, people have access to government services, and no one really thinks about government until something goes wrong. When you need information, when you need to have that interaction with your government, that is when you start thinking about it. And that kind of periodic interaction has worked for years, but the times are changing. New technologies have provided the opportunity to redefine the interaction with government, both between citizens and government, but also between government and its employees. And mobile is obviously a big part of that. So while mobile capabilities have been around for a few years, from mobile retail to mobile banking to mobile insurance or even to Angry Birds, you know, governments are starting to realize the value of mobile and to truly embrace it.
Ah, I see. So what's the value that mobile can bring to government? Can you talk about that?
Sure. It really is all about redefining the interaction between governments and their citizens and employees. From a citizen standpoint, providing them access to all the services they used to receive and more. Think about the changes that were brought about along by the transition from brick-and-mortar government to e-government. Now citizens could interact with their agencies from any computer. They could register their car, they could apply for benefits, they could find information. And now with mobile, they can do that from anywhere and at any time. When I think about mobile services, I like to break it down into two segments, internal and external. External are focused on the constituents, citizens, and businesses who use government services. And in many cases these days, especially in low-income households, the mobile device is replacing the computer for internet access. Why? Simple economics. Why pay for two separate channels to the internet when you can really only use one at a time? So I work from home. I use my computer a lot, but in the evening, when I sit down at night to browse the internet, I use my mobile device. And this is a trend that will continue. So what we are seeing initially is a drive to make all government internet applications available via mobile. If you can do it online, you need to be able to do it from your mobile device. But it's more than that. It's also about service personalization. Computers are shared among different users, but mobile devices are designed for a single user. Information reaches the preferred addressee at any time through one specific device. So you can target people individually, pushing them new social programs that are based on their profile, things they may be eligible for, information that is directly relevant to them. Things like alerting them to changes in their benefits, asking them to participate in polls and surveys around issues that they care about. It is creating a more constant interaction between government and their citizens. Another aspect is around real-time notification. To me, this is almost a no-brainer. We have the opportunity to let people know immediately about events that are happening and how they will be affected, and we can provide guidance on how they should react. With geolocated applications, our mobile devices have the capacity to know where we are and the right information provided to us about our surroundings. Personally, this is one aspect I don't think we are really taking full advantage of. The final aspect is around two-way communication and service requests. This lets the citizens provide feedback from on the spot, increasing information flow to the government and increasing that true two-way interaction. The citizen can request assistance from wherever they are, and they can get information on the spot. Get that information now, and not 2 hours from now when they get back home.
That's very interesting. Now, you mentioned the internal aspect of the mobile. Do you mean internal to the government?
Exactly. It's about employee productivity and efficiencies. It's about extending your business processes out into the field, letting your employees work from wherever they are. Working outside the office should be no different than working inside the office. And this enables you to reduce travel time and increase collaboration, no matter where your employees are. How many government processes, applications or citizen questions, get held up because the person taking the request doesn't know the answer? They need to be able to reach out to knowledge workers to find that answer quickly and easily. Employers as a whole are seeing an increase in worker productivity from their mobile apps, from being able to access work email from anywhere to being able to access key applications for workers at remote sites, changing the way we do business. Employees can share data from their location without having to go back to the office to quote-unquote check in. Think about that from a government point of view for a moment. Food and agriculture inspectors who may have miles and miles of coverage region can enter the reports remotely. Customs agents can upload suspicious cargo or vehicles from on the spot, increasing collaboration and providing threat analysis in real time.
That is a very good discussion right here about the remote uploading. Now, if you were to recommend to our government where to start when look at mobile, what would you suggest?
Well, there are three primary use cases we like to think about that provide a good basis for transitioning to a mobile government. The first is citizen self-service, providing citizens and businesses access to personalized information and services. The second is mobile-enabled government agents, extending the internal business processes out into the field, allowing employees the ability to work anytime and anywhere. And the third is unified first response management, allowing first responders and individuals in the field, whether that's servicemen and women, border agents, etc., real-time access to intelligence and situational updates.
Can you give me a customer example over quote-unquote life before mobile first versus quote-unquote life after mobile first?
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite stories, and it's for a city in the United States. This city had invested in a state-of-the-art command center designed to coordinate more than 40 local, state, and federal agencies responsible for public safety and emergency response. But when first responders and emergency management agencies assembled in the command center, the people who are in decision makers need to be in regular contact with people in the field. The most practical way to do this was with two-way radios. But in a large command center environment, having dozens of radio channels operating at the same time makes for a distracting situation. Key information could not be heard or passed along to the right persons or agencies. The solution was unified communications and radio over IP, which are providing situational awareness and direct communications between emergency management personnel for the agencies across the city. Decision makers now have increased real-time presence awareness, knowing what people are available and where they are located. For example, a rural fire department battling a grass fire can directly request help from surrounding communities by making one radio call, while simultaneously alerting other agencies such as traffic control, aviation, and hospitals. Or, an ambulance dispatcher in the command center can speak directly with paramedics en route to the scene of the accident. That's a one-on-one communication we're talking about. But with the new solution, the public works representative in the command center can monitor the same ambulance channel and inform paramedics of street closing or traffic conditions, while the local hospital representative can listen to the channel and divert the ambulance if necessary to avoid emergency room overload or provide specific care based on patient needs. In the past, these messages were either not communicated or they were communicated up and down their respective command structures, resulting in the potential for miscommunication and delay. Now, we can do a horizontal communication, and that's the many-to-many communication we like to talk about.
So now they have the ability to not communicate real-time information, but to do it for a wider audience?
Absolutely. In addition, they can coordinate and collaborate from wherever they are in the area, So it really is all about reducing the decision cycle and getting the right information to the right people.
Pretty impressive. Now, what are the key IBM Mobile or mobile-first capabilities for government at a glance?
IBM Mobile First provides a truly comprehensive set of open software capabilities combining mobile, analytics, cloud, social, and security technologies that help adapt to changing business needs, extend the business to mobile employees and citizens, while maintaining security across the entire value chain. It is going to allow governments to quickly develop and deploy high-quality mobile apps across multiple platforms, to manage secure, sensitive data, regardless of device, and to analyze mobile behaviors and allow the agency to quickly troubleshoot so we're providing both citizens and employees the best possible mobile experience.
I see. So how could a government get started?
There are a couple of ways. They can always go and learn more at ibm.com/mobilefirst. But for those who are ready to start the mobile journey, we recommend a mobile roadmap workshop to get an overview of mobile and to start the discussion on how it can be applied to their specific situation. They just need to contact their IBM representative to get that started.
Very good. I think that should wrap it up, and I appreciate your time today. This is a very insightful discussion.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. So that does it for our podcast today, IBM Mobile First in Government. Please know that there will be a series of podcasts where we will highlight IBM Mobile capabilities in banking and financial markets, healthcare and travel and transportation, and so on. So be on the outlook for those recording as well. And as always, we appreciate your time and thank you for your attention.
IBM Podcast.